Bitch, please!
Alright guys, yesterday, we had Ariel Helwani addressing those who said the juice of this past weekend's Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight wasn't worth the squeeze. Audio courtesy of Uncrowned and Yahoo Sports.
There's two things that kind of get under my skin when I see the aftermath. Number one, it's the people who, again, never talk about boxing, don't watch boxing, don't care about boxing. And I see them saying, we need to stop being conned by this. We need to stop falling for this. We need to stop giving this our attention so that boxing can clean itself up once and for all. You don't watch boxing to begin with. You don't give a about boxing. The only thing that you did was convince yourself that Mike Tyson was going to show up as a 1987 version of himself and turn back the clock and shut up the guy that for whatever reason you can't stand. You're the sucker. And no one told you that this was the best of boxing. Because if you stuck around for Barrios Ramos, if you stuck around or showed up early for Taylor Serrano, you would have seen the best of boxing. But spare me the, you know, we were conned again. You know why you weren't conned? You didn't pay a cent for it. It was part of your Netflix subscription. If you would have paid $70, you have a leg to stand on. This was essentially free. This idea that, oh my God, the stream, this and that. Yeah, of course that was annoying, but you didn't pay for it. It was all on the house. It was all extra added value. You got great fights beforehand and you got what you should have expected in the main event.
Second party's dead wrong about. I don't care. You're a paying customer for Netflix. You pay for all that stuff. It's not free. It is not added value. You expect to get what you are literally paying for in that case. He is absolutely 100% wrong. It's customer service. He is wrong.
You certainly didn't have to watch it. Although, I would say Ariel was part of the promotion of this match.
Yes.
It's not like Ariel all week on his show was saying, this is a joke of a matchup. No, that was people like us. We were telling you.
Oh, see, I did not know that.
We were telling you that this. Well, he was on because he was actually
he was doing
on
all the interviews.
Okay, he was on the show.
Well, that changes then my perspective of what he said originally. Because what he said originally, I'm like, oh, I 100% agree.
Well, of course, anybody that pays attention, and I told you, I am out on the UFC, and when it comes to boxing,
you're
minimal.
Retired.
I'm pretty much out of the combat sports to begin with.
Yeah.
I used to be in it. I used to be fully entrenched. I wanted to do it for a living. Like, I wanted to go in and talk about that stuff for a living. And I just kind of got bored with a lot of it. It's just not for me. And things, you know, things in your life when it comes to sports. You used to watch a lot more hockey when I was younger. There's just stuff that fades. I thought we as a show kind of told everybody that
college basketball for me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm out on college basketball in a lot of ways. I think this show basically told everybody that it was going to be a mismatch, that this wasn't really going to be real. We were wondering whether or not they would keep it for entertainment purposes, whether they would keep it competitive.
Well, that's why
And after the fact, they've kind of said that. Have they not?
Yeah,
Paul said he kind of felt bad for him.
There were a couple times I think Mike Tyson kind of got in there, but I
was surprised that you could legally bet on this. That's how much of a mismatch I thought it was.
Yeah, I told you I went to the dealership.
You can bet on WrestleMania, though,
and there
too.
Were a couple. Which
there's a
you
cap,
shouldn't be allowed
right?
to do.
Yeah.
I went to the dealership last week at one point before because we only had a four day week last week, and I talked to you guys afterwards, and I was speaking to some people out and about, and there were so many guys our age or a little bit older who there was even kids who thought that Mike Tyson was going to beat the brakes off of Logan Paul because to kids, like to
Jake
to,
Paul. Is it Jake?
Sorry,
or Jake?
Whatever. Rich Paul. To kids,
I'd like to see that one.
Mike Tyson is a mythological figure because we regale them with stories about him knocking people out. We don't remember the end of his career and kind of sitting down in the ropes and being like he was gassed and all that stuff. We remember Mike Tyson going through people in 35 seconds. And I think that people, exactly what he said, thought that he was going to go back to 1987 Mike Tyson and just piece him up. And it was like, no, he's 58-year-old man. He has health issues right now. Jake Paul's probably going to beat that old man up. And
not to mention what he has done to his body in the life. Yeah. Like, who has been harder on their bodies throughout the last 40 years than Mike Tyson? Come on.
Been pretty tough. So it was an 8-round bout, right? You got 8 rounds. All right. I agreed with him that nobody got hoodwinked over the fight, that it was exactly what a lot of people said it was going to be. A lot of people said it was going to be that way. But to say that it was added value, no. Netflix didn't do this for charity. They did this to get their name out there and to get a test run going for the NFL. Well, now they got their test run going for the NFL, and it's going to be much different. So I don't think I'm going to sit there if they have problems streaming in an NFL game, Christmas, right? If they have problems streaming, two NFL games,
with,
correct?
With Beyonce performing.
If they have problems carrying two NFL games with Beyonce, for all people, for crying out loud, I'm not going to sit there and tell people that it was added value. That is just not true.
Well, and that's why I said yesterday during FML, if they have the same problems during the NFL games, I might have to take a break from them just to be the hey, at least I'll feel better about myself.
Yeah, nothing's free, guys. Right. There's nothing that's free.
And
you're paying for everything.
If you're one of those people that just auto-renews every year and you don't pay attention to it, I mean, you've went up quite a bit on that bill.
Unless you got an illegal stream and that went out the wrong way, then I guess you really can't complain about an illegal stream because it's illegal.
If your friend FaceTimed the whole thing for you from his living room.
But that was the problem with Netflix. I had friends saying they had an illegal stream of the Stipe fight, and that came in better than the real stream of the Netflix, which is a huge problem.